You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Al Belba Baker is a former defensive end who played for the Cleveland Browns and also the Detroit Lions. He is someone we've had on this show before, although it's been a long time, Al, and very, very happy to have you back with us, my friend. How you doing?
I am fantastic.
With
the exception, I'm in Bengals territory.
Yeah, what are you doing in Bengals territory, you Cleveland Brown, you?
Well, I was down here to call on Kroger today. I had a 12 o'clock meeting at Kroger to talk about the D-Bone Ribs.
Yes.
And so it was the only reason that I would ever go into this territory. That's the only reason.
We'll give you a pass on that. Let's set the table. You, of course, in your post-football career, you had a fantastically successful and outstanding business owning Bubba's Q World Famous Barbecue and Catering. It's in Avon. And you were recently on the ABC hit show, reality show Shark Tank. And I've watched that show, and it seems like every time I've watched it, the people I've seen usually get thumbs down on their ideas and projects for investment. You got a big thumbs up, and the investment in, now explain it from here, though, the D-Bone Ribs and a clothing line. So break it down and walk us through what took place on this show and how you were able to convince that panel of big-time investors, the Mark Cubans, the millionaires that are on that show, to invest in you.
Well, I owe everything in this opportunity, and you guys understand this, even as athletes. God blesses us with opportunities, and we have to make it into our visions. And, visions are one thing, but to turn that vision into your dream come true, at each level, like they say, with every promotion comes more devotion. And this has been the hardest last 2 weeks of my life. We kicked off the night of the show at 9:20 p.m. bubbasbonusribs.com. And it was planned for 4 weeks. We knew this was coming. And that was the most watched Shark Tank because of Clevelanders, I have to say. 7.5 million people watched that. And so I was just a part of something where a lot of people have contributed to help us get to this point, if you know what I mean. I mean, really,
sure.
Our restaurant fit to still be there means that a lot of people in Cleveland are supporting us, and we're very, very grateful for it. But when I went onto that show, I mean this. One thing permeated my mind was, you know, don't make your city look bad. This is, you know, this is not funny. This is for real. You got 2 minutes and 7 seconds to make your pitch. And as you guys know, just like in radio, you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. And so I was really prepared. I studied really hard. I knew the personalities of those people. I knew that I wanted two people. I wanted Lori Grenier and possibly Damon John. And a week before, after I studied all of this on Lori Grenier, I found out that Barbara Corcoran was going to be sitting in that chair and not Lori. I was thinking, okay, so it's halftime and we got to make some game time adjustments here. And
you studied for a different test.
You know what, though? But a lot of my NFL experience in how you go about preparing and how you study and how you I had to know the characteristics of Mark Cuban. I knew Mark Cuban didn't buy into low numbers like my company. I knew he wasn't a player. I knew that Kevin O'Leary was going to, literally rip me apart, and he did for about an hour. He was downright mean. I mean, you know, they only show the parts that are good for TV, but you're actually in front of them. I was in front of them an hour and 27 minutes. I had my watch on in my arm, and they only show the parts that they want and how they want to portray you. So it was the most brutal thing that I've ever been through. But when you come out of something that's difficult, it gives you a certain confidence that you can withstand, almost anything at that particular thing, whatever it is, if it's a situation in your personal life or if it's your professional life. When you go through a storm, on the other side of that disappointment and that tough situation, there's a reward. And then that reward is is, whoa, I survived that. If I could survive that, I could survive anything. And again, a lot of people helped me prepare. People at Baldwin Wallace, a couple of professors over there, Phil Bessler and Tom Bonda, who's a businessman, the people at Jumpstart. So this was really a Cleveland project, only I was the guy that went out there. And by the way, this funny little thing, I choked on pre-pitch day, literally. I mean, I choked and started coughing. And I mean, I did a Lou Rawls, man, you know, in the National Anthem. I mean, I thought I was going to die because of all the pressure. Seriously, I thought my head was going to pop. And so when I was done, I mean, I literally blew it. This was the Tuesday that we arrived in L.A. We got there Monday, and Tuesday next morning was what they call pre-pitch. I was horrible. But my daughter, Brittany, said, she grabbed me by my hand when we walked off the stage, and she said, hey, Dad, it's okay. If you ruin our entire lives.
It's okay if you ruin our lives, right.
It's okay if you choke. Nice. I mean, and so the night that, I mean, the morning that we went on, for real, at 11 o'clock in the morning, when we were walking through that tunnel, she turned to me and winked at me, and I almost started crying because it was kind of the way she broke the ice by saying, you know, really, you know, this is not our whole lives, but it is an opportunity, and, you know, don't choke. And so, and that's the way I raised her. So it was a funny moment. But I was most proud of the fact that when the show came on, we were all at the restaurant. The first thing they showed was the water tower that said Avon, Ohio. And I think you guys all know me and you know what kind of heart I have. To me, that made me more proud than any other thing that happened that night, that I was able to represent my community and that, you know, I'm an ex-athlete, and you're always an athlete, but that I still carry that mantle, that responsibility that I'm representing Avon, Ohio, and Cleveland, Ohio. And right. So and I was glad for my town that it, you know, that I didn't make us look like, you know what I'm saying.
No,
I didn't go.
You were. It was awesome. And I just want to insert here, Damon John, again, the founder of FUBU Clothing Line, urban streetwear, yeah, very popular with rap artists and such. He backed you, reportedly, it's to the tune of $300,000. Is that accurate?
Yeah, but it, you know, it's really a contingency deal.
Okay.
And the contingency deal is backing up a whole bunch of ideas. Damon came to the restaurant Tuesday, and when he started to talk to me about his plans, and we went out and did some media ops, and when I heard him talk, you know, it was kind of surreal because, you know, I live in Avon, Ohio. I live in a small town. And, you know, he was talking about, hey, we're going to have you here. We're going to have you on the Chew, and you're going to go on, you know, Good Morning America. And I was like, okay, you know, is this really, like, kind of happening to me? Because I basically get up, guys, and I go to work every day. And, you know, I work long, hard hours in the restaurant business. And even when he said to me, hey, look, we're going to sell some ribs online. Well, to be honest with you, I never saw that vision. That was, I mean, I didn't have a online store prior to that. So it was kind of great that somebody that came on that had big ideas. But I will be honest with you, these are not my ideas. This was the connection. And I'm not ashamed of that. You know, I'm more proud of it that I'm open to the new ideas.
Collaboration.
Yeah, collaboration. And I'm an open-minded guy. And I can tell you this, I think he was shocked because of what he reads in the paper. He told me this. We were doing a media op when we came off the stage. He said, you know, I'm kind of shocked. He said, I kind of thought that athletes was something different. I said, no, you only hear about the bad cases. Hmm. You know what I mean? There's plenty of guys out here that are humble, that are doing, you know, their thing. I said, but when one guy goes astray, you know, like the kid down in Dallas, that's all everybody talks about. You talk about a guy walking off the field
right
before the game is over. And I said, you know, I could name you 1,000 guys right now that would just be, you'd have just the same kind of results in meeting them. And so I was fortunate to be a part of that.
Well, Bubba, very, very happy with you on that count. We got to talk some football with you as well, obviously.
Yeah.
The Browns and the what they've been trying to put together here right in your wheelhouse, to beefing up the front seven. That was the whole push for this season. You've watched this team all year long. Give me some impressions of what you've seen of this revamped front seven and this Ray Horton 3-4 scheme.
I have always been anti 3-4 scheme until I saw what they've done this year. To my knowledge now, so far, because I've been locked up in the tank. To my knowledge, if you go through 14, 15 games, and they got two games remaining, and you don't give up 100 yards to a running back, I think that speaks volumes. I think they're a little bit off the pace as far as the pass rush that they discussed. And I don't know what happened to Mingo for a minute there. He looked like he was going to be in the running for Rookie of the Year. And then I just have to say, like most rookies, he started thinking. You know, when you're a dumb rookie and you play hard, you know, things happen to you. As soon as you start trying to figure out stuff in your rookie year, you get confused because the game changes every week. And trust me, I know, because I stayed a dumb rookie my whole year and wound up having 23 sacks.
Right.
So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? As long as they're allowing you to be one-dimensional, take advantage of it. Don't think, don't play screens, draws, and actually literally try to figure out what an offensive coordinator is doing. And that's what happens to a lot of young guys. But he's going to be a great one. I think Joe is going to be a Pro Bowler this year and the leader of the team. But I tell you what I saw and I have seen in this team. When you get a puppy, and we're talking about our dogs, you can't get a puppy and he's 6 weeks old and you're running around saying you got a guard dog and you're going to place him by the front door to protect your home. Got to wait for him to mature. And he's got to understand, you know, the responsibility that, hey, look, we feed you this wonderful dog food and we welcome you in our home so that you will protect it. Our team's got to learn that. People should never come into your home and beat you.
Right.
Never. They should never beat you in your own backyard. They haven't learned that yet. Are they going to be good? Absolutely. If they can keep this coaching staff together, in my opinion, and then we all know this, I'm not saying anything that no one hasn't said. We said this last spring, we need a quarterback. This is a quarterback league. I hope they keep Campbell around to school a young man. But realistically, we need a marquee quarterback. We need one of those guys to build our team around. And, of course, we need a running back. But I guess the thing that blows me away is we kind of knew we needed a running back. And I guess maybe there was nobody available. But this game is about running the football, stopping the run, and getting off the field on third down and long. And those are the things that we're having the biggest challenge with, and as a result, we're losing games at the end of the game because we can't run the ball.
Right.
And so we got one part of that third of the equation done. We can stop the run. We got to work on our pass rush. We got to get more production out of our quote-unquote star players. You know, when you're a star, that means that when things aren't going the way, people expect you to make a play. And
right.
if you agree with me, that's how the game is won. That's
sure.
how the game is played. I mean, we expected Tom Brady not to lay down a couple of weeks ago, and he didn't. And so once our guys understand that you only get 16 opportunities, and you got to be focused the entire 60 minutes, and if it goes another quarter into overtime, you got to stay focused. And so that's a trait of young guys. They just, you know, one incident happens and they're like, oh, you know, the offense got to do this. You get paid to be the defensive player regardless of that situation, whether it's on the opponent's 1 yard line or if your back is against your end zone. You got to come up and make a play.
Right.
And I've seen them do it, and they just got to grow into it and accept that as their role. And they're going to be fine.
Right. Good thoughts on that. And I just, in about the minute we have left, I just want to stress for people, because the timing's great still for holiday gift ideas or whatever, you can go to bubbasbonelessribs.com. It's all one word, BUBBASBONELESSRIBS.com, for fabulous. And I want to get this right. These are the deboned baby back rib steaks, correct?
Rib, an actual slab of rib. And we've removed the bones, and you can eat them with a knife and fork.
Oh, sweet.
Awesome.
Nice.
Delicious.
Thanks, guys.
Bubba, thank you. And God bless with everything, and all the best of the holidays to you for you and your family.
And please, I want to just say one thing.
Sure.
I love Cleveland, and I'm down here where these Bengals are. I can't wait to get home. It smells weird.
Yes, get out of there and get back here. We love you, too. All right,
I'm coming home today, guys.
There we go.
All right.
Al Bubba Baker, a lot of fun. And again, Shark Tank, the guy convinced a very tough panel to give him some money and investment. That's so cool.
It's awesome.
And it's a beautiful thing. All right, we are going to have much more for you in a little bit. Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal is going to join us right around 2:15. In the meanwhile, it is a Call Your Shot Friday. So call your shot, 216-578-0850. We want those barks from the pound. And tweet us at Browns_Daily. Friday forecast, another favorite segment of ours at 2:30. Gerard Cherry at 2:45. It's Vic Carucci. It's Nathan Zagura. It is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.